try and relay it.
Up at Mount Murphy Beach, bears have been sighted more than once. A cub and a larger bear just crossing the road. And also a cougar, or not, I don't know whether it's a
really?
Cougar, but it's some kind of cat, a beige cat. Has been sighted up there.
They're probably eating albino squirrels.
Also coyotes.
All kinds of them.
Which is new. I've not seen those or heard them before, but you can hear them as well.
Okay, if anybody didn't get that, and you may not have back there, these folks have a cottage up in Mill Murphy Beach that they've been spending $5 on every second, I believe, something like that. Anyhow, there's a bear and a cub in the area. There's a large cat. I'm not going to say cougar because I don't know, but apparently they are here, but natural resources will never tell you that. And the only other one is that, yeah, there's coyotes running around up there too, but they're pretty much all over the place now. Anybody else? You coming down?
I'll just speak up. I got pretty loud.
Okay,
voice.
Go right ahead.
All right. Some of you may have seen the news the last couple of days. All kinds of seahorses being seen. So that's pretty exciting. And it's happening over at Addie's Head, which is on the way to Baggy's Cove. So that's fabulous.
Are they live or watched?
Yeah. No live ones.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So they're watching them. They're coming in and out with the tide, and they're wrapping their tails around eelgrass as a like a ship to travel out with the tide, and so it's pretty. People have been seeing them. Mainly, there's been a lot of scuba divers. It started off with one person, and last I heard, there was about 100 people out there. So people are pretty excited.
Would At Home pick that up?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Nobody else? This is a pretty... please.
This is not nearly as exciting, but in the public gardens right now, there is a cormorant. It's sitting on a little point of land down by the on the south side of the pond. And the blue heron sits on the island and they try to stare each other down. In fact, there are three different blue herons coming in. And some of them are walking around on the edge of the pond rather than across on the island.
Okay.
The cormorant yesterday was there literally from 10 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night.
So you were too.
We took breaks.
For those at home, if anybody didn't hear that, there's a gentleman has mentioned that there is a cormorant, or at least was today, at the public gardens pond, and three herons, and they're fishing, all four of them, and there's probably a few fish in there if they can see them in the water, but that's good. I've never seen a heron in there, never, but I'm not there a lot. Anybody else? Come on up, Sylvia.
Yep. There were about 12 blue herons at the Slumber's Trail 2 days ago, all up in the trees.
Really?
Yeah. But we counted them. It was about at least 12 anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, just sitting there in the trees.
Okay.
That was at the beginning of the Slumber's Trail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
If anybody didn't get that at home, Sylvia was saying that there's the last time she was on the trail, there were 12 blue herons there, but they weren't fishing at that time. They were sitting in the trees. And I have some Air Force background, and I used to go down to what now is McCormick's Beach, but at that time you could drive right out to the tip. And there used to be a heronry. Is that the right word, Clarence?
Yeah.
Okay, out on... Yeah. And anyhow, you'd see them, they'd fish for a while and then they'd go out there and back in. And several years ago, Heather and I canoed through I hesitate to call it a brook, but that's what it was. You do not want to do that. The stench is just something else. We didn't stay long, and that was, I think, Gaspereau time. So, yeah, a lot of food going through the system.
Do you suppose I could tell the heron story?
No, come on up.
Since everybody's talking heron.
Over here, so they can see your, little face. Well, yeah, they can't see your face anyway.
I don't want to see your face. I have a little place, a little cabin on the Medway, upper Medway River, quite close to Ketchumacoojik Park. The river is empty. There's a trickle of water coming down the river. That's literally it. But off my place, I have a mill pond where there is water, and it's quite deep. And there's a, I believe there's a spring coming because it's the water is cold and I can feel a flow. So I go swimming in that pond and it's lovely. On either side of me, as I say, it's bare, just rocks. But up river, there were a couple of herons that came to visit, great blue herons, and they flew up the river a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen them all summer, just lately. And last week, I was swimming in the pond about 20 after 4 in the afternoon, and these two great big blue herons came flying down the river, and they were squawking. Normally, they don't make a sound when they're coming, but they were squawking billy-be-dam, and I thought, what in the world? And they were flying quite low, and then they came down over me, and they squawked and they squawked, and then they made a quick U-turn and flew back up the river and landed. One went to a pine tree and the other went to the top of a spruce tree. And they just, you could just see their necks wobbling around up there saying, well, I guess it's okay. I don't know what they thought it was. Maybe they thought it was a bear or beaver colony or something up to disturb their peace or whatever. And then when everything was cool, they just left the trees and went back up to their feeding ground up river. And feeding ground was all of about an inch of water up there. So that was a wonderful observation to see these guys come down and see what all the ruckus was about.
My table's not that stable here. Is anybody? Yes.
I just have a question.
Go right ahead.
Hummingbirds.
Has yes.
Anybody still got hummingbirds at their feeders?
We do.
Not in the feeder, in the flowers.
I haven't seen one for a couple of days. Yep. Trying to decide whether it's really hip or not.
Yep. Probably worth it. Yep. I think we're slated for this weather for another week or more, something like that.
Was it near my neighbor? They left on the first.
Pardon?
My neighbor and I, we both time each other the hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. They left on the first and that was it.
Really?
So they it's still there, but no sign of anything.
Yeah, no, we've only got one. I think we do, a female. Yeah, she was there today. We don't have a whole lot to feed her, but she's there. Anybody else? Go ahead, Ingrid.
On Williams Lake, the loons have a baby, and I haven't seen it in a long time, so just this year, it's kind of nice to see it kind of grow up. And,
yeah. Everybody so hear that? That's Williams Lake. There's, I'm assuming, a pair of loons, and they did have at least one chick this year. She hasn't seen it, but by now it's pretty good size.
Well, I have seen the chick, but I have not seen it in the last years.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Gareth.
There's a fully grown offspring at Williams Lake now. There's the pair plus the young last week.
One young, two young?
One young.
Okay. That was a pair of osprey on Williams Lake?
Loons.
Oh, loons. Okay, there's a difference, yeah.
Was that okay. An osprey?
Yeah. No. You got it. I didn't. And I have the hearing aids in, and it still didn't work. Oh, okay. They're only $500, $5,000. Okay, if that's it for everybody else, I have one point, just an observation, and it seemed out of place. We were down to Burnt Coat Park Sunday, I guess it was, and the tide was down, and my sister-in-law didn't walk too far, but I did. Anyhow, if you look off to the right, they don't want you going to the left. If anybody is aware of those mud paddocks, pittocks, they've got a sign up that they don't want anybody walking out where they are. And two people didn't know, but everybody else picked up on it. Anyhow, when I went off to the right, almost to the point, at about, I don't know, probably 60, 70 feet from the high tide level, was a hickory tussock moth caterpillar. And how he got out there, I have no idea. He was heading uphill, so he was trying to get back where he should go, where she was. But I suspect the water came in and squared that off. Anyhow, that's all we have for that. Under announcements.
You didn't save him?
I didn't touch him.
Shame.
Pardon?
You should have.
No, everything I read on it tells you not to touch them, and my wife was too far ahead to talk her into it, so that wasn't going to work. That's right. Now, I have two things here. If anybody wants to volunteer for a job,